Here are today's latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Simon Barlow. United and Nigeria striker Odion Ighalo, who's on loan from Shanghai Shenhua, is reportedly prepared to take a £6 million pay cut in order to secure a permanent move to the club. Well, Ighalo joined in January. He's been a roaring success so far with 4 goals and 3 assists. He scored a stunning strike against Lask Linz in the Europa League just prior to the football shutdown. Well, it's claimed that he earns £240,000 a week in China, but that he would prefer to continue his career at Old Trafford. United may have to pay £15 million to make that loan deal a permanent one. United are also reportedly favourites to sign Ajax midfielder Donny van de Beek again, this after Real Madrid were reported to miss out on the 23-year-old Dutch international. Certainly United have been continuing to scout van de Beek despite reports emerging around January that Real Madrid were very much in the hot seat. Tottenham Hotspur's Harry Kane is considering rejecting a move to either United or Manchester City in favour of joining Juventus. That's according to reports on Monday. Elsewhere, The Sun claim that 16-year-old Birmingham City midfielder Jude Bellingham is struggling to make his mind up over 4 clubs that are interested in signing him this summer for around £30 million. They are United, Chelsea, Bayern Munich and Borussia Dortmund. It's also claimed that players whose contracts expire in June could be given new temporary deals to allow fixtures delayed because of the coronavirus outbreak to be completed over the summer. Elsewhere, The Express claim that Barcelona, United and Real Madrid will battle it out for the signature of Fenerbahce's Turkish under-17 midfielder Omer Bayaz. And finally, Sheffield United's on-loan United keeper Dean Henderson is expected to return to his parent club in the summer, despite strong interest from Chelsea. That's it for now. More later.